Vehicles. Vehicles used in transportation may be privately owned fleets or are provided by carriers who are either asset-based or non-asset-based in nature. Vehicles have a mix of fixed, for example, vehicle capital investment, and variable, for example, fuel, maintenance, operating costs. Asset-based or non-asset-based. Private fleets and shipping carriers have asset-based fleets that are either owned or leased. A well-established trucking company may wish to own its own fleet and pay for vehicle maintenance, insurance, licenses, and more. If the organization leases, the leased vehicles may or may not be considered assets under accounting rules depending on the lease terms, but leasing for a long enough period still provides the key benefit of giving the organization a reliable amount of shipping capacity. Freight brokers are non-asset-based specialists who work on a commission basis and coordinate transactions between consigners and consignees, matching a shipper's freight with an appropriate carrier. They have no risk of a fleet getting underutilized but could have issues arranging for needed capacity in times of high demand for transportation. Vehicle costing. A manager running a transportation operation uses vehicle costing due to the need to know vehicle details and fleet performance to control the operations. Timely information on vehicle cost trends to enable having enough time to make necessary changes. With an efficient costing system, the transportation manager can quickly identify if something is wrong, where the problem is located, and required action. A good costing system depends on the level of detail in the information collected about the resources used in the transportation operation. These resources include human resources, vehicle drivers, machinery, the vehicles themselves, materials, associated resources, tires, fuel, etc., money, respective costs of resources, minutes, when resources are used for different purposes. Understanding the total cost of operation first means understanding how to determine the cost of the overall transportation operation. The main costs associated with determining total cost of operation include vehicle fixed costs, vehicle variable costs, overhead costs. Vehicle fixed costs include capital costs of equipment, less depreciation, tax and licenses, vehicle insurance, and basic driver wages. Depreciation takes into account the original purchase cost of a vehicle and assesses the annual amount of loss. Two methods for calculating depreciation include the straight-line method and the reducing balancing method. The straight-line method is the easiest method for assessing the annual apportionment of the original purchase cost of a vehicle. This method requires initial purchase cost of the vehicle, anticipated resale / residual value of the vehicle, expected life of the vehicle. Using these figures, you can calculate the depreciation of the vehicle by subtracting the resale value from the initial purchase price, then dividing by the expected life of the vehicle. The reducing balance method is a slightly more difficult approach, but is more realistic because it assumes that the depreciation of the vehicle is greater during the early years of a vehicle's life. The calculation for this method includes noting the expected resale value at the end of a vehicle's life by reducing the value by a set percentage each year. The main types of taxes and licenses to be costed against a vehicle include vehicle excise duty, operator license, driver's license, and travel charges. Travel charges may include tolls and congestion charges. Another fixed cost is vehicle insurance. The amount of insurance varies based on area or region of operation, number of vehicles in the fleet, types of loads carried, driver's ages, excess paid by customer. Finally, basic or salaried wages for road drivers are often considered fixed costs because they are paid whether the driver is on the road or not. For truck drivers, paid on a per-mile basis, and for other modalities, labor is considered a variable cost. Variable vehicle costs include fuel, oil and lubricants, tires, repairs and maintenance, drivers overtime, bonuses, and subsistence. For example, long-haul truck drivers that are paid on a per-mile basis. Fuel is usually one of the highest variable costs because fuel consumption among commercial vehicles is very high and because of the fluctuation of energy costs. Overhead costs are indirect costs that do not relate directly to a vehicle. There are two main types of overhead costs, fleet overhead and business overhead. Fleet overhead includes the costs of reserve equipment and labor required to run the vehicle fleet. Business overhead refers to administrative and transportation department expenditures that are not related to a specific vehicle. Private trucking or other fleet cost analysis. A working knowledge of operating costs is needed for an efficient and economical private truck operation or operation of other types of fleets. The manager must know what factors affect individual cost elements of their industry and make decisions to improve their service to customers while lowering their own costs. For example, a manager may choose to hire a dedicated fleet. Dedicated fleets assign a group of trucks, trailers, drivers, and other resources exclusively to carry out operations for a chosen set of facilities or lanes in any transportation network. For example, Amazon created an internal fleet by leasing 92 aircraft, with 8 more on order as of 2024, and purchasing over 10,000 truck trailers for its next day prime service for last mile delivery. It is enabling small delivery companies to fill this role. Some benefits of a dedicated fleet are improved on-time delivery performance and guaranteed capacity. Dedicated carriers' transportation management expertise also frees shippers to focus on other resources or business operations. Fixed costs do not vary in the short term. For road carriers, these costs generally fall into one of four categories: depreciation or lease payments, interest on investments, management, and facilities. Fixed costs per kilometer or mile vary with the total number of kilometers or miles operated within a year, and the greater the number of kilometers or miles driven, the lower the fixed cost. If a carrier has a transportation lane contract, it would fall under fixed costs. Operating costs often vary in the short term because they depend on a variety of aspects such as fuel, maintenance, fees, taxes, and fines. Unlike fixed costs, operating costs are directly related to the number of kilometers or miles operated per year. The greater the number of kilometers or miles operated, the greater the operating costs. The advantages and disadvantages of private trucking can be seen in Exhibit 6-4. Major operating decisions for fleet operators focus on potential savings in the areas of equipment, leasing, organization, controlling, and regulations. Equipment. Private trucking managers should be concerned with two equipment questions. What type of equipment should be selected? Should this equipment be purchased or leased? The organization's transportation requirements determine what equipment is used. For example, does the company require refrigeration, power tailgates, or high cube capacity? Does the length of runs necessitate sleeper cabs for the drivers? The size of the shipments to be delivered, the density of the product, and the terrain of the route can also affect the type of vehicles required. Leasing. Because purchasing equipment can be a large investment, many road carriers consider leasing equipment. Leasing the equipment for a road carrier operation reduces the demand on a company's funds and allows a company's existing capital to be used for other aspects of the business. There are two types of lease arrangements, full service and finance. Both are available with a lease buy option that allows lessees to buy the equipment at book value at the end of the lease. Organization. The way in which a private fleet is organized can help eliminate intra-organizational conflicts that can arise around a difference between departmental demands and fleet goals. Because of this, many road carriers prefer to approach their private fleet as a profit center, which allows the fleet to be considered a separate business entity. By centrally organizing a private fleet, the fleet manager can provide service to many different departments and divisions within the organization. Controlling. Control over cost and performance is a key element to an effective road carrier fleet. By collecting the costs by driver, vehicle, and plant, the fleet manager can analyze any problem areas. Management can then determine when costs are out of line with the desired range and take action. Performance criteria that should be collected and identified at the source include kilometers operated, human resource hours expended, vehicle operating hours, number of trips made, tonnage hauled, and number of stops made. Regulations. Private carriers need to understand and adhere to numerous state, provincial, and country regulations, including safety regulations. Common safety requirements include but are not limited to driver qualifications, driving practices, vehicle parts and accessories, accident reporting, driver hours of service, vehicle inspection and maintenance, hazardous materials transportation, and vehicle weight and dimensions. Outsourcing transportation. Companies consider using private transportation fleets for a variety of reasons, including economic, customer service, and marketing issues. However, some organizations have found that using external sources to move freight or manage transportation process provides a simplified alternative to a corporate transportation fleet at a variable cost. Outsourcing transportation services eliminates the capital cost of starting and maintaining a private fleet. Leasing would also eliminate the capital cost of the vehicles, but still requires maintenance expenses. While private trucking can use vehicle depreciation to reduce tax liability, in the case of outsourced transportation, the full amount of the contractor's charges is tax deductible. Outsourcing transportation also reduces or eliminates many potential risks, such as accident liability, compliance with government regulations, and dealing with unions. The main alternatives to a private fleet are third-party logistics, 3PL providers, contract carriers, and common carriers.